Hello, Jim Cohen. Paul Slackis, Good News. How are you today?
Good, Paul. How are you doing today?
Yeah. All right, good. Jim, are you coming up right now from Miami to Southampton, or are you up here already?
No, we're coming up tonight to help promote our Sunny Isles Ritz-Carlton residence building that's under construction, and we have a lot of potential clients here, and so we're talking with them this evening.
Jim, why are you so lucky to be working on a Ritz-Carlton project?
Well, you know, over the years in Miami, with the developments and the multiple developments of the high-rises, luxury high-rises, there's a new wave, and everyone really recognizes what the value of brands are. And being associated with the Ritz-Carlton, being a branded residence, really brings a comfort level to a lot of people that buy within a pre-construction period that's generally anywhere from 3 to 5 years to completion. So that comfort level, knowing the brand, and our buyer, as you would imagine, in this area around the world is very well heeled. And if they stay, everyone knows the brand. So the brand attracts a certain clientele, and we're here to bring that comfort level to our future buyers.
But now these are a residential. I was told already that there's not going to be a hotel there. It's all going to be strictly, for the homeowners.
That's correct. Today, in addition to the Ritz-Carlton, as everyone knows it, to be a hotel, people want that lifestyle of a hotel, but not live within strangers, hotel guests, etc. So the idea of doing a private residence only, offering the same amenities the Ritz-Carlton does, is very appealing to a lot of people, and that's our buyer. It's almost like a cult-like following of the Ritz-Carlton client who's traveled around the world and stayed within their hotel chain.
I also had mentioned earlier that in the New York Times, I remember seeing a long time ago, Ritz-Carlton is the, you know, of customer service and perfection and education to their own employees. I imagine you're going to have the same high quality.
Same standard. The training of the from the management all the way down to the first touch of with one of our clients, all trained by the Ritz-Carlton to their standards, professionally dressed to the environment that they're in, and just the overall concept. People wouldn't know that they're not staying within a Ritz-Carlton hotel by purchasing a residence. All the amenities are offered to them as a resident.
Jim, because I want to get it on tape, if you don't mind. So I grew up in New York, and so us New Yorkers, especially the Jewish New Yorkers, we would go down to Miami, Miami Beach, okay, all the time. Now, my family, we would stay at a place called the Ritz, and it was next to the Fontainebleau, okay? It's an Art Deco, and unbeknownst to me, it is still there. I would come back to everybody, and they said, so where'd you go? And I said, I was at the Ritz. I didn't even know about the Ritz-Carlton as a high school or even younger. And they would say, oh my God, you know? So you've been in, and I'm no youngster anymore. Ritz-Carlton has been around a long time.
It has. And again, it's throughout the world. So we get phone calls from clients from Europe who want to inquire about it because they just experienced a great vacation staying at a Ritz all over. So it's a world-renowned brand. That's what attracts people to it.
And so an asset such as that, if you're not living there full-time, has a good potential of having a great turnaround if that is allowed.
Very much so. It's, you know, people are, all, no matter, look, they're buying for a private home or whatever, for whatever reason. Everyone's concerned about the future value and so. But again, having the opportunity to buy in this type of building, an oceanfront building, that's a Ritz-Carlton residence that's not offered anywhere in Miami, it's a very unique opportunity. So it's an excellent investment, and they're very comfortable putting their money within that type of development.
Congratulations. Last question. What's good news for you in any aspect of your life?
What's good news for me is I'm here talking to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice talking with you.
Nice speaking with you.
Thank you.